If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News in Focus. We are looking at the weekend, and it is never too soon to plan ahead. We've got a lot happening even today and tonight across the metro area, coming off the Juneteenth holiday. Another night of Bluey's Big Play, the stage show. If you got kids, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you don't. North Beach's Art Walk is at the Beach's Town Center, and the Amp has performances with Jamie Johnson, What Have You Tour, with special guests Ben Haggard and Zandi Hollop tonight. As we head into the weekend, we're bringing the Jacksonville's Morning News team for a closer look at what else is happening. How about right back to the First Alert Traffic Center? And Jay, you want to get your laugh on this weekend, huh?
Oh, I do love me a good stand-up comedy show. So this Sunday, June 23rd, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Eclipse Nightclub and Bar Riverside on St. John's Avenue, they have the OK Comedy Show. So it's going to have some comedians from Atlanta, from all over the South. So hopefully it'll be funny, and hopefully it'll be, I guess, an okay comedy show.
That'll be a Sunday. You can even get your comedy on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You remember Tommy Davidson from In Living Color and all the other shows?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
performing at the Comedy Zone this weekend. Multiple performances Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday at 7 o'clock. Look for him at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville on Hartley Road if you haven't yet been there. Great venue for it. All right, how about you, Christine? What do you got cooking this weekend here?
I am going to go to the Jacksonville Farmers Market.
Just yeah.
very calm. And I haven't been yet, so.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm, not yet.
You think it's going to be calm. That's funny.
Yeah.
Is it not calm?
No, it's awesome. It's actually got a lot of great produce options and everything, but you've got a lot of really enthusiastic vendors and enthusiastic shoppers out there that'll make a fun experience for you.
It's a chill event, though. I would say, yeah.
I was going to say I'm now scared.
No, I think you'll have a great time. And I don't know who's performing or what sort of music you'll see along the river, but always a good place to be.
I didn't know there was music as well.
Yeah, you got it all for you.
Shopping and music.
Yeah. Not a bad way to start your weekend off, right?
Just like going to a regular grocery store. They're always playing some music. Except this is better.
That would be such a great idea, a great business idea.
Bring live music into the...
Yeah,
not a bad idea.
Look at you, Benjamin.
All right, I like that.
Live elevator
music. Go call
our
friends at Publix.
Live elevator music. Think of all the money that companies could save on therapy resources.
How many times do we get caught walking down the aisle, by the way, at Winn-Dixie or Publix, either humming or singing out loud to the Muzak?
Or dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And actually, the other day I saw a couple dancing in the aisle. It was so adorable. And I said, you guys are so adorable. And then they stopped dancing.
Oh, you called them out.
I know.
Ben, you brought us up speed on something that I wasn't aware was happening, but I'm glad we highlighted this weekend in Jacksonville, because this actually dives into a number of different genres and ages, too, because my 16-year-old daughter is totally into this sort of thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to Bold Matsuri this weekend, which is primarily a cosplay festival that's held annually in Jacksonville at the Prime Osborne Convention Center, which is a wonderful venue. I've been to a few events there, and it's great. It's huge. It's wonderful. It's awesome. But it's mostly...
Do you dress up?
I'm not dressing up this year because I didn't have time. I didn't realize that Bold Matsuri was coming up until like a week ago when we started talking about it. But this is just a place where people from here and from out of town will converge and show off their costumes that they've put together or bought or whatever. People dress up as their favorite characters. They do costume contests. They do lip syncing music battles. They play games together. There are all sorts of rooms set aside for people to socialize and hang out. You can meet voice actors from shows that you like. And there's vendors, people selling all kinds of cool merchandise that they've made or stuff like that. It's just a very cool event. That's happening this Saturday and Sunday, starting, I believe, 10 in the morning to 5, and then 10 to 6. And tickets for a single day are $45 on Saturday, $35 on Sunday, and a weekend pass is $60.
Well, whatever day you're not going to be there, you might want to consider headed to St. Augustine in the Cathedral Basilica, because St. Augustine Music Festival is back, and Sunday is Mozart and the Americana.
Yeah, that would also be extremely good.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Kind of a Mozart kind of guy and a symphonic guru in our community. And this is this weekend, I think next weekend as well, with the St. Augustine Music Festival.
Is that what you're doing?
It's got my attention. We've got all sorts of stuff with the kids. We've got one at camp and another who's going to camp. And my goodness, I don't know.
Are you
going to
get dressed up like Mozart?
Mozart was extremely fashionable.
I might put my 80s on, though, Scotty. What do you have? I love this weekend.
All right, so coming up at the Florida Theater tomorrow night, it's Abducted by the 80s. You remember the glory days of MTV with music videos and bands that had nonsensical lyrics, and all it was about having a good time, getting your dance on? Wang Chung, the big act that's performing there, the headliner, if you will, also performing Men Without Hats, The Motels, and Naked Eyes, bringing back all kinds of hit songs from the golden age of MTV, the 80s era. You'll hear such tracks as Everybody Have Fun Tonight or Dance All Days from Wang Chung. You'll have Safety Dance and Pop Goes the World from Men Without Hats. Only the Lonely and Suddenly Last Summer from The Motels. Always Something There to Remind Me and Promises, Promises by Naked Eyes. Between all the bands performing, they've got 18 charting hits, 8 top 10 hits, and it's a guaranteed good time and a tremendous flashback to what seems to some of us like the other day. But when I stop and look at a calendar, I realize, holy crap, it was 40 years ago.
Yes, it's been a while, but it's come back around. The 80s and the 90s are now back again, and I just love the 80s. But you can get
For those of you who aren't getting your 80s fix enough from EZ 102.9, you can feel free to join us over at the Florida Theater, get Abducted by the 80s, and relive all the fashion, all of the dance, all of the beats, and all of the silliness, and all of the absurdly big hair for those of us who still have some. And just enjoy the whole experience for it.
That'll be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7 o'clock at the Florida Theater. Head to our spotlight story at WOKV.com for what else is happening in the 904. Throughout this weekend as Jacksonville's Morning News continues.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.